for Self-Obsessed, I feel like it hit every single point. Hey guys, welcome back to the Sugar Crave Show. Got an exciting episode. Brand new music coming out this Saturday. Decided to release music on my birthday this year. I was like, I want to make it somewhat special, you know, turning the big 2-9. And especially this track. So giving a little background of Self-Obsessed. So I've been kind of secretly kind of releasing it during out this, like, this past year, just kind of see how people are reacting to the track. And originally, it was under the name of Mice, and it had great, great feedback. A lot of people liked it, liked the groove of it. And, yeah, it was just, like, it was one of those tracks. I think I said this in the last podcast about it, but in this particular track, it was like a love and hate relationship. It's one of those things that's like kind of, it was summer love. Like, you got that, like, love, and, you know, it's almost like the honeymoon stage, right? And then once the honeymoon stage is over, you're just kind of like, you're rushing through things. You're trying to figure out what's wrong. What can you improve on with the relationship of this fucking track? Because I don't know how, if you guys feel the same way, but like, when you work on a track too long, you fall out of love. You kind of, you become stale. You become like, every little thing bothers you about the track. You're just almost thinking about changing it completely, even with the tone, the tempo, the drop. I mean, with this track, I particularly wanted to keep the drop. I loved it so much, just how it moves you. This particular track is such a Sugar Brown track, because for me, I love the way a wave moves you. If you look in the ocean and you just kind of stare and just see the waves and just kind of see how it, like, I don't know. To me, I love the movement of waves. And I always picture that, how can I interpret that into my music? Like, how can I make people feel like they're on a wave, or they're riding a wave? And so this particular track, I think it does such a good job about it, and it sticks with my style. And it took me a long time to develop that. For the longest time, I just, you know, you find references, you find inspiration from other, you know, producers, other artists, other, you know, art too. It was interesting, because I actually went to the Getty, and I'd never been there. The Getty is a museum, it's an art museum, it's fantastic. It's, you know, not my kind of style of art. I'm more, I don't know, it was fascinating just to go through it and just see all, like, the different styles, the different, you know, how old these paintings are. And so, like, for example, like, a painting can inspire you in a way that you're like, how can I interpret a Van Gogh painting into your music, or into something, into, you know, film, or into anything, really? And so I like to do that with my music. I really, really love to paint a picture for the artist or for the listener. And so, whether it be, you know, through movement, through sound, through, you know, foley, or the kick, or percussion, it just, little things start adding up. And for Self-Obsessed, I feel like it hit every single point. And it was just one of those things that you'll listen to it. Like, right, actually, I'm going to give you guys a little sneak peek. If you're signed to my Patreon, you will listen to the whole thing. So please subscribe to the Patreon. You get benefits of that. Breakdowns with uncensored of the music, because on YouTube, they'll mute it and I'll get a strike. So I've been doing that on Patreon. But so you'll listen to it. And in the beginning, there's this like kind of like a New York style subway diner. And to me, I love that. I love songs with some type of movie feel or like a like, you know, some type of intro, especially with dance music, because sometimes when you listen to a lot of, you know, house tracks or any kind of dance music track, they usually starts with a kick, you know, which it's good. It's more for the club vibe. But for me, I'm not so much of a club producer, more of like, I'm just more of a regular producer. I just love kind of painting a picture for the listener. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm more doing it for me. Fuck it. Well, you know what I mean? Honestly, like, I think that's the most important of us artists or us producers. We keep trying to feed the crowd, right? You know, I get it. If you're DJing, you gotta feel the crowd and see how they're reacting to certain tracks. But if you're able to, you know, execute that without, you know, purposely trying to hit marks. Like, for instance, let's say you're like right now, the whole tech house situation, you know, it's just a lot of people making tech house that originally weren't doing it. And for me, I don't dog that, but it's just sometimes it comes off of, you know, awkward sounding, because you're like, oh, this guy's doing it, this doesn't sound like his style. And I get it, you know, if you're trying to, as a producer, you're trying to, or artist, you're trying to push that, your boundary, right, to still, but still have some type of your style in it, I get it. But if you're trying just to, you know, please everybody, it's hard. It's really, really hard with art, because it's so subjective. So with Self-Obsessed, it was nice, because it was just like, it's all me. It's got like a fully intro. It's got a wavy vibe, like kind of like an ocean vibe. And the vocals, I found on Splice. People are gonna fucking hate me for this, but I love Splice. I'm a big fan of Splice. Anytime I look, I'll look every week to see if there's a fucking bomb ass vocal, because there is some gems in there. You just have to dig deep, very deep in those sound libraries, and you'll find a gem. And so luckily I found this one. And I love R&B. I'm a big fan of R&B, so anytime I hear an R&B vocal, I'm like, fuck yeah, let me see if I can incorporate this into, you know, one of my songs, or if I can even use the vocal as a drop. And this particular track, I did that. I used a little Altar Boy, and that's like my favorite plugin. I just absolutely love it. I love to pitch it up an octave and then grab the format and just maybe slightly like 2 point or 4 point something, and a little bit of the drive, and it just kind of gives that crispy, like screechy kind of amp distortion. And I love it. I absolutely fucking love it. And it's just that little stuff just drives me crazy, because it's just like, you spend so much time trying to figure out how people do it, right? And then once you develop, or how other people do their sound, and once you develop some type of that, like you grab somebody else's and then you recreate that, right? And then you alter it to just make it feel like it's your own, because music's like that. There's no original music, you know. It's really, really tough to really come off, at least this day of age. It's just like really hard to find your true genre, your true style. You know, everybody's gonna be like, oh, you know, you sound like a little bit of this with that. And so It's, to me, I'm just making music just to make music, really. Just anything I you know, I fuck with, and hopefully my fans like it as well. Because I don't know about you guys, I would just get so frustrated when I'm trying to build, like when I'm trying to produce an actual track for forcefully. Like, what I mean by forcefully, like, it's like you don't have, like, you're pushing yourself to make a track that you don't know, you don't necessarily know the full amount how to make a track. Like, let's say if I were to make a dubstep track, right? I would probably make the most basic shit ever, because I just don't know how to create that genre. But I appreciate it. I respect it so much, especially those guys that sound design. Like, Company is just a fucking amazing sound designer. And like, artists like that, producers like that, it's just, like, it's unbelievable just to see them, you know. Because I know he does breakdowns, but it's amazing just to hear it live, and you're just like, holy fuck, what's going on? So, to me, I admire those guys so much. It's not my style, but I admire them so much of how they can sound design all those little, like crazy waveforms, and or, like, grab a dog barking and make it, like, a fucking crazy-ass horn lead. It's just insane. It's insane how those guys produce. And that's another thing, is like also learning that kind of style, right, for just different purposes, like sound design for film. And I think it's great to kind of branch out, so, but still kind of incorporate it to your style. Or, you know, it's one of those things, you just keep growing. I think that's every part of the industry, you have to find ways to grow, especially in the music. Because sooner or later, someone's going to steal your style, and they're just going to fucking run it to the ground. So it's trying to prove almost every song. I like to kind of push, okay, I made this style, what can I make different from the next one? Or what can I make, what can I change up from the last, I don't know, anything really. Just anything. I think, you know, trying to, you know, discover new sound. It was really cool when I went to Ipoh in Malaysia. Just finding records. When we went to a record shop, it was amazing just to see all these different records from Japan, from Asia, just like, and then going back home and listening to them, and I'm just like, oh man, this would be cool to, you know, sample this, or like, oh, that's really interesting how they, you know, organized it or arranged it in a certain way, you know. And to me, I love that. I love crate digging. I love trying to find new things and seeing if I can, you know, implement that into my music. It just like brought, it makes you into another level than other people that would just, you know, do basic shit. But, you know, I mean, no, you know, shade on people that love creating basic music, because there's an audience for that. And people, you know, I love basic shit too. Let's be honest. Basic music is fucking great to listen to, and it's easy to listen to, right? Because sometimes complicated music could throw you off. Like, you're just like, oh, it's just too much to think of, or too much to, you know, too much energy to put in. But something like this, with Self-Obsessed, it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of complication, you know, when it comes to sound design, but simple with the beat. It's very wave-like, and my beats are mostly, you know, I try to make it simple. I don't like to, because me, I'm not a big fan of complicated music, unless I'm in the mood of, or, you know, I'm really listening to their, you know, the arrangement, or like even the sound design. But with Self-Obsessed, it's really, really nice touch. And so, all right, guys, well, this is the time I'm going to give you. If you're on the Patreon, you'll hear the full version right now. But if you're on YouTube or the other platforms, you'll listen to partial, and you'll listen to it right now.
Cheesesteak special. and throw the weight down. Loving me comes easy when you see the real me, giving that good energy. I'm just tryna be my best, putting myself to the test. Someone call it self-obsessed.
You guys like the track, let me know in the comments below what you guys think. And once again, it comes out this Saturday, November 12th. As you can see, I'm fucking dog tired, just fucking got droopy the eyes. But I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out to listen to this podcast. Appreciate all the love. Spread the word, Self-Obsessed out November 12th. And then I'll see you guys in the next one.